there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. It's our 16-year anniversary. Bill, the producer, with me, as well as Captain Patrick from the World Boating Show, who is a dive student in training under my tutelage as a dive instructor. And he's hanging out with us today for the little mini celebration we're having on the air today. Obviously, I'm having trouble with my voice today, a little under the weather, but I'll get over it.
When do you start actually tutelaging me? Because all you've done right now so far is give me work assignments
and then I ordered
my exam.
Patrick, I'm sorry that he tutelaged you. Please show me on the doll where he tutelaged you.
I've ordered my taser. as soon as it arrives, we can begin your training.
Taser.
By the way, I'm a little bit under the weather today, and something did happen last weekend that I'm going to throw out there for people who weren't in the know. But Big Wave Dave from the Be a Diver pool had a stroke last week.
Oh, dear.
And the good news is he's recovering. He's going to be fine. But he did suffer a minor stroke last week. I've talked to him. He's good. That was quite the buzz at the Beneath the Sea show last week because everybody was obviously worried about him. I have spoken to him, and he sounded good. And, he just needs a few days or a couple weeks to recover. He'll be back in fine form. But our thoughts are with him, and I know he's been feeling a lot of love from the dive community, and, of course, that goes from his friends here at Scuba Radio as well. So, we're thinking of Big Wave Dave. He had a little minor stroke, which is nothing, good about that, obviously. But the good news is he has bounced back pretty well, and he should be back 100% is what they're saying. So that's good news. All right, so moving on. My buddy Neil Watson is on the line. Hardest working man in the dive industry. We would not even be doing this show here today and being here 16 years later if it wasn't for the support of this literally living legend in the dive industry. And he is on Scuba Radio once more. How are you, Neil? How you doing?
Gregory, I am great. And congratulations on your 16th anniversary. This is a bit of a milestone. Your show has outlasted any of my marriages, so this is great news.
Wow. How many has there been, Neil?
Oh, three and a half.
Three and a half. Okay. We'll go with that.
Yeah.
All right, good. Well, there you go. I mean, I feel honored, but 16, now we can date. I don't know. That's what you're allowed to do at 16, right? That's pretty much it. It isn't like you're legal to do anything. But that didn't stop us from breaking those rules long, long time ago.
Listen, I was raised in Florida in the 40s and 50s. 16 was an adult. Are you kidding me? I went to my family reunions to meet girls.
Okay. Well, hey, you work with what you got. And Neil has done quite well for himself
Neil's
in that
working
regard.
With quite a bit,
yes,
apparently.
Yes. God bless him for it. Well, Neil, a couple things. I wanted to talk about it beneath the sea maybe a little bit. But before I get there, when I got back here, I was touching base with you. You said there's a big music festival to benefit the ocean coming up down there in South Florida in April. Is that right? This
Tortuga Music Fest, I think it's called. I mean, it's a huge deal. Guy Harvey's involved in it.
Yeah.
Or he's one of the recipients, a big portion of the a big portion of the proceeds are going to, like, environmental organizations. And, yeah, it's, let's see, Kenny Chesney, I think, is the...
The headliner, right?
The headliner.
Yeah.
It's good to see that they're finally putting something together to support a struggling artist like Guy Harvey.
Well, no, well, I mean, the Guy Harvey Foundation does a lot of great research for the oceans. And actually, this whole it's like a two-day outdoor concert event. You know, Kenny Chesney, Leonard Skinner, Jim, or Eric Church is on the bill. I mean, there must be like 20 people on the bill of this thing. It's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it's a huge event, and it's kind of deja vu with right where Ocean Fest used to be held.
So right. Well, I almost wondered, you know, after you told me about it, Neil, I went online and I checked it out, and it's called the Tortuga Music Fest to benefit the ocean. I was like, that's pretty damn close to Ocean Fest, isn't it? It's like, what are you going to do?
It's close to it, and it's right at it.
Yeah, exactly.
Other than it doesn't have the Gully Roosters, so it can't be Ocean Fest.
Well, it doesn't have the Gully Roosters, yet. But who knows? They might be a late addition to the lineup. But, yeah, this is like in April. If you just Google Tortuga Music Festival to benefit the oceans, you can find out information all about it. We might have to see about going down there for that. It's like in 2 weeks or something. But it sounds pretty cool. And, you know, if it benefits the oceans or some of the organizations that look out for the underwater environment, hey, that's a good thing. Even if someone's...
They're going to have like an environmental organization pavilion there, with Guy Harvey and other organizations as well. So it'd probably be a really cool function.
There you go. So we'll see. Bill, just so you know, I did put in for press credentials for you.
Nice.
And I'm sure they'll say no. But I wanted to let you know that at least
I'm not going to pass a background check. Will there be a background check? I'm not going to pass.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. All right. Well, what do you think about the Beneath the Sea show last
weekend?
Is it
within 100 yards of a school?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe it's right there on the water,
Fort Lauderdale. But what about Beneath the Sea? What did you think last weekend, Neil? It looked pretty busy to me. It looked like a good show.
It was a great show. It's always a great show. You know, it's the perfect storm for a venue for a consumer dive show. You've got like 10 or 12 million people in a 40-mile radius all dying to get out of there.
Right.
You know, it's the end of the and they've been cooped up.
Yeah.
Huge number of certified divers and very active divers. And, you know, the South Florida and the Caribbean is so easy to get to from there. And you know, the promoter, Zig, and his wife do a great job putting it on. And it's always a great show. The weather, not so much, but the...
Yeah. It was really windy up there last weekend. You know, I kind of felt we were in Chicago. In the Windy City. I was like, hey, they should have changed nicknames. The Big Apple in Chicago, because it was blowing like a mother last weekend and putting a chill down us Florida boys' spines. It made me ill, you know? So go figure. But it was a great show. And did you guys sell a lot of folks, packages to come down to Bimini?
Code,
whoa,
city,
hey,
or-
now, hey. I guess we ran out of juice with Neil or something, but that's fine. We can let him go, Bill. I think we got it across. But yeah, you know, the Beneath the Sea show went really well, and it was good. And they get up there, and those guys, you know, they want to get out. They want to go down to the Caribbean. They want to go down to the Bahamas. And you know, we're working on another trip over to Bimini at the Bimini Sands Hotel. And get over there and do some more, do some diving with Neil Watson Jr. and the Hammerheads, because they got Hammerheads over there right now. How's that sound to you, Patrick? Would you, you know, you're not certified yet, but if we went over there and did your checkout dives in Bimini,
are you flying us?
That could be one of the benefits, maybe.
Then no.
No. You'll let me teach you how to dive, but you won't let me fly in a plane once I become a certified pilot?
Because if I fall in the water, I'm in the water. If I fall from the sky...
if we fly over to Bimini, we're going to be over the water. You would fall into the water.
At 200,000 miles an hour.
No, maybe $120 if we're lucky.
Why don't we just take a boat? I'm a licensed captain.
Oh, well, I guess we can do that too, but it'd take longer.
But I would feel a lot better.
Nah, it wouldn't be as fun. They got an airport right there at the Bimini Sands. We could, well, we got Neil back. All right, let's bring Neil back. Why not? Neil, we're talking. What's the best way to get over to Bimini there at the Bimini Sands? Is it by plane or by boat? What would you say?
Or walking there from your house.
All of the above. Actually, United has daily flights over. There's some charter services that my office can arrange.
And then there's Craig Air. That's what I was alluding to.
You don't have your license yet.
Well, I'll get it soon enough. Maybe.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Do you have plans?
As a matter of fact, I do.
I don't like it when you have plans.
I'm allowed to have plans on my birthday.
It's your birthday?
Yes.
I knew that already.
Yeah, isn't that strange? It's the same day as last year.
Go shorty, it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Cardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's your birthday.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And it is our birthday, 16-year anniversary of Scuba Radio. And, you know, I'll be honest, I never thought we'd make it this far. No way. Me and everyone else. And what Neil didn't get across in that phone call before he got cut off, you know, there's a story he tells pretty much every anniversary show. And he says, you know, I remember getting a call from you, Greg, when you guys first started the show. You wanted to have me on to do a little interview. And I said, sure, I'd be happy to appear on Scuba Radio. I immediately got off the phone. I called up my buddy Captain Slade down in Key Largo. I said, hey, there's this guy up in Orlando that's starting a scuba radio talk show. And I said, man, he sounds like a nice guy. I'm going to be on a show Saturday, but man, that'll never work. And thank God that Neil kept those thoughts to himself, because I probably would have gave up right then and there.
By the way, if you want to find out more information about Bimini Sands, you can go to his website, BiminiSands.com, or BiminiScubaCenter.com. bimini.com. And he said Bimini Scuba Center is the better one to go to because if you go to Bimini Sands, you just need to click through until you get to the Scuba Center, and then it's going to take you to bimini scuba center.com.
Right. Okay, so, you know, last weekend we were at Beneath the Sea. Man, I'm really starting to lose my voice here, guys. You're going to have to jump in here in a minute. But maybe, is this our guy, our winner?
This is Michael. Let me get the last name.
Good luck with that.
Vizcarondo.
Is that right, Michael?
He
totally butchered
it,
didn't he?
Horribly.
Yeah, see, I knew it.
Vizcarondo.
You don't want to do that, Bill, because he's from Jersey.
It's Vizcarondo.
They take that personally up there.
Italian? It's an Italian name, right?
No, I'm Italian. Yeah, no, I'm Puerto Rican.
Yeah, Vizcarondo. Come on.
Oh, I got to roll the R then. Vizcarondo.
Yes. Well, anyway.
There you go.
He entered our liveaboard giveaway with Explore Ventures up there beneath the sea, and Michael was the big wiener. Dude, congratulations. And, you know, what was nice about this is I talked to Michael the other day to say, you know, set it up and said, hey, I want to call you on the air. Let's talk about what you're going to get or what you're going to do. Because you have never been on a liveaboard trip before, right, Michael? Is that true?
No, I've never been on a liveaboard. I'm actually a novice when it comes to diving. I just go because my buddy likes to go, so I go with my buddy Simon.
Yeah, so and your diving so far has been what? Looking for, like, guns and dead bodies and, you know, the Hudson River or what? Up there in
That's
Jersey?
That's not right.
Well, we go to...
Where do you go?
We go to Honduras a lot. Every
Honduras? Okay.
Honduras,
nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go down to Roatan and do some diving down there. That's pretty nice. That's good stuff, for sure. Well, you know, this trip, you have a choice, I believe, between the Northeast Caribbean, which is Saba St. Kitts. We're going to do that trip in January ourselves, by the way. Turks and Caicos, they have a Bahamas itinerary. What's great about this is that whether you're a novice diver or not, after a week of diving, you're not going to be a novice diver anymore once you've done this on a liveaboard trip, right, Bill?
I've got to tell you, though, Michael, I was excited for you that you won, but I'm going to want to help you out here because I don't think it's a good idea for a novice diver to go on a liveaboard, and let me tell you why.
Uh-oh.
It spoils you for diving forever. You think that it's always going to be as fantastic as it is on a liveaboard, especially Explorer Ventures. They do a great job. They feed you great, and all you do for a week is sleep, dive, eat, sleep, dive, eat, sleep, dive, eat, 4 or 5 dives a day. It's super easy. They do a great job of getting you ready to get into the water when you want to go. They just do a fantastic job, and it will ruin you forever. So just mail that certificate to me, and I'm going to keep you from ruining the future of your diving.
I don't know. What do you think, Michael? You going to take him up on that?
Sure. I don't want to be ruined.
Yes. Yeah, that's what they all say. Just patronize them. That's all you
do. It is very much like being 18 years old and getting to date the head cheerleader, because then forever you think, well, actually, especially she's easy. You know, and you think that it's always going to be like that, and it's just not.
Hmm. Okay. Well, when you say you're a novice diver, Michael, what does that mean? That you just have been doing these trips down to Roatan like once a year or something, or what?
Once every other year we go.
Really? So
every 2 years we go.
So you haven't been diving in between that? You don't do anything to like stay up on your skills or what?
Hold on. We have dove off of Roatan, and we know how fantastic the diving is there.
Yeah.
Would you say, you know what? Maybe Roatan, maybe New Jersey. Would you do that?
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
That's funny that you say that. My buddy Simon wants to go to do some wreck diving in New Jersey. So
well, there you go. Yeah. See, they do have good diving up there.
I don't
doubt
that they have good diving.
Right.
I don't.
It's just cooler than what Bill and myself are.
Yes, it is unacceptably cold.
Well, our standards are pretty crappy.
No, our standards are pretty high.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
This 80 water temp that we usually strive for. Michael, I don't know if you guys get that much or very often off the coast of Jersey. You hear what I'm saying? But you're willing to take him up on that. Your buddy, do what your buddy, you got to take one for the team. You're a team, right? And go out there and do some of that.
Yeah,
you might like it. You got to give it a go, right? But you haven't done it yet, is what you're saying.
Yeah?
What?
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said you haven't done any of those wreck dives yet. He's just been telling you we need to go. Is that the deal or what?
Yeah, we've done one wreck dive in Roatan. So, we did a wreck dive with the dive shop that we use in Roatan all the time. So
got it. But you haven't. He wants
shark diving also.
Okay, but he hasn't taken. He wants to take you on a wreck dive off the coast of Jersey. There is that what you were saying or what?
Yeah.
Or
no?
Yeah. Okay. So that's kind
he
of.
Wants, yeah, he wants to go to wreck dive.
Yeah.
He wants to go to wreck dive off of Jersey.
Got
summer,
it.
So.
All right. Well, there you go. Have him do that. Have him book the liveaboard trip with you. Say, I'll go do the, I'll go do a wreck dive with you off of Jersey, and then, we'll book a trip out in the Turks and Caicos or, the Saba St. Kitts itinerary with his Explore Ventures thing and bring him out there. And, man, he'll have the time of his life, too.
Are there any of those itineraries, Michael, that you're looking at?
Yeah. What, Michael? Go ahead. What?
We were thinking about going to Turks and Caicos. So we were thinking about him and I going together. So,
well, there you go. You will love that itinerary. All of them are great with Explore Ventures, but Turks and Caicos by far probably the easiest diving they offer, and crystal clear water. The conditions are spectacular, almost
really
year round there.
And you don't spend a lot of time moving on the boat. The boat stays still a lot. It's you're not covering a lot of ocean. In between your dive sites.
Yeah, easy dive. Well, congratulations, Michael. He won our Explorer Ventures giveaway live aboard there at Beneath the Sea. Guess what? We're planning to do another one at the Long Beach Show in June. So if you're out on the left coast, come out and join us, say hi. You might be like Michael and going on a live aboard trip free. Thanks to your friends at Scuba Radio and Explorer Ventures.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
To the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Captain Patrick here from the World of Boating Show, hanging over for our 16-year anniversary show today as well. We're going to check in with the Scuba Cowboy, who was up there in New Jersey with me last week, and possibly Walt DeMartini, who has hooked me up with a friend of his who lives in Dubai, who runs one of the dive operators, or like the largest dive operation in Dubai.
Walt wants to talk about that today.
He does. Is he on the line now?
He is not on the line yet, but
okay.
He's going to be.
Yeah, so we're going to find out what that's all about because, for my 50th birthday, I have booked a liveaboard trip with Explore Ventures on May 16th to the Maldives. And we are literally flying through the city of Dubai, and I've never been there before, and I have like an 18-hour layover. And we're going to go out there and see the city. And evidently, Walt's buddy is going to give us a little tour, possibly, of his dive operation that is the largest dive operation in Dubai, supposedly, or something like that. I don't know.
Important precaution.
What's that?
Send bail money ahead.
Wait, what do you mean?
You're going with a friend of Walt DeMartini.
Yes.
To a Muslim nation.
Oh, yeah.
The chances of you doing something wrong are very, very good.
Well, we'll have mermaids with us. We'll have the Scuba Cowboy to keep things in check,
Don't get out of the plane.
That's your advice there, Patrick?
Stay on the plane.
Interesting. No, I think we'll be fine.
I'm going back to playing online checkers.
We're gonna do this, and that'll be a nice little added value to
what,
our...
getting arrested?
No, to stop through Dubai. I've never been to Dubai. It's been on my list.
It's hot and there's a lot of sand. Just go to the beach.
They have an indoor snow skiing place there in Dubai.
Wow, I never can't go snow skiing.
Well, it can't be that hot. They got snow.
Other than Dubai.
The chances of you coming back with all your organs are very, very slim.
Well, I have two of most of them. So, we lose one along the way. Just chalk it up to experience, right? That's the story I'm going to stick with for now, at least. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Big news, you're all invited to my party.
Put another candle on my birthday cake.
Yay!
We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today.
Hey!
I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake. Come on and take some birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today.
Whee!
We'll have some pie,
right,
sandwiches, and chocolate ice cream too.
Yum.
We'll sing and play the day away. And one more thing I'm gonna do. I'll blow out the candles on my birthday cake. And when I do, I wish I'll make. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today.
Hey.
Happy birthday to you.
I'm another year old today.
All right, who brought the birthday cake? I brought the song.
I feel like I'm in the B version of Groundhog Day.
There was a B version?
There was an A version. It's really the question.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. It is our 16-year birthday today here at the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Thank you for making it possible, or curse you.
You're welcome.
Which is maybe what some of your friends are saying right now. But regardless, we appreciate you checking in and hanging with us for all this time. And we got plenty more stories to tell, dive adventures to take. Walt DeMartini is on the line, and we were just talking about this. Your friend works in Dubai, right, Walt? And he runs a dive operation
in
Dubai.
Hey, buddy, how you doing? Happy 16th, man.
Well, thank
happy
you.
Happy 16th.
We're finally old enough for you to date us. might be younger for Walt. I don't know. It's hard to say. But regardless, yeah.
Two more years, buddy. Two more years.
Okay, two
you'll
more.
Be around at least. You'll be around 10 years.
Right, right. Well, I appreciate it. We'll see what happens. But Walt, tell me about your friend here, or what he does in Dubai. You've been to Dubai a few times, but yourself though, right? I think.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I've been over there back in 86, 87. I don't remember exactly what year. There was a DEMA show in Orlando.
Yeah.
And I met Mark Armstrong. He had a dive operation in Kuwait.
Hmm.
And along comes Mr. Saddam Hussein in about 1991. They had that 1991 war over there. And he got totally wiped out, got in his Corvette, drove across the desert, escaped, came down to Fort Lauderdale and kind of hung out with me at the Gomez Hilton.
Yeah.
You've been there before.
I have. It's the finest accommodations in South Florida. Yeah. Trust me.
That's it. And so anyway, he had a partner who was the brother of the emir over there.
Oh.
And after they got repatriated in 91, they said, how much did you lose? And they said, well, we lost $1 million. They said, well, here's $1 million. Here's another $1 million for your problems. So they took that money and they parlayed it into about 52 retail outlets, primarily with jet skis and scuba diving.
Wow.
And they control all of the diving all over the Middle East, in Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Bahrain, in Oman, the country of Oman, all over that Middle East, anywhere in the Arabian Gulf, Mark has dive operations. So I'm hoping you can touch base with him over there and spend some time, because you really enjoy. He's a great guy.
Yeah, well, I did talk to him this week on the phone, and he did sound like a nice guy for sure. And he said he looked forward to having us out and showing us around a little bit. So we'll see. So, you know, all these operations that he has in Dubai, when you went over there to visit him, have you done any of the diving yourself, or did you just kind of see a couple of them?
Yeah, we went up to Oman and dove a place called Kafr Khan. It's where the mountains come straight down into the sea. It's like doing a gigantic wall dive.
Hmm.
And all in the Arabian Gulf. It's I'd compare it to Fort Lauderdale diving. You know,
okay.
It's they've got great days, and they've got some days that aren't so great.
Right, but, right.
The water temp's about the same.
Okay.
The fish life is pretty bountiful over there.
Okay, that sounds good. And, you know, Patrick was saying, you know, you're going to go to Dubai, Greg, and it's going to be scorching hot.
But, you know, I didn't say scorching hot.
Well, didn't you said it's going to be hot?
He said it's going to be sand.
Yes.
Well, oh, okay.
It's
so
in the desert.
So is that just
sand?
Yeah. A lot of sand.
They have another thing. You need to get him to take you out and do what they call wadi bashing in the desert. They have these, as Bill was saying, the sand, and then they have these storms that come through, and they make out these little burrows or wadis, they call them, and they get over there in these four wheelers. And they just run up and down those sand dunes, and it is just hilarious. It's more fun. Well, it's almost as much fun as diving. Let me put it that way.
Interesting. All right. So, like, so these dune buggies type things, and you run the sand dunes over them.
Exactly.
Or, yeah.
Yep. So, you know, if you're there, maybe Mark can take you out. He's got a yacht over there that he takes out special VIP people. I'm sure he'll bring you and the mermaids and the scuba cowboy on board there. And
okay. Well, I understand he may use the yacht for VIPs. What about MIPs, marginally important people? I mean, that's about the best we can hope for Greg.
Yeah. Well, you know, he like everyone I talk to when I'm traveling, one of the first questions, he goes, yeah, I hear you're bringing the mermaids over. And he's like, okay, I'll show you around. You know, so, you know, as long as I have mermaids in my back pocket, they have a tendency to roll out the red carpet for us. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be great. It'll be great. I think it'll be nice. So, and they do have, I mean, is there diving all around there, or is it fairly accessible? Because I mean, it's surrounded by water right there, too, right? They're right there on the coast, from what I see.
Yeah, you're diving in the Arabian Gulf.
Right. And you can throw a rock at Iran or something, I think. Yeah, or no? That's
oh,
a little
no,
further.
You cannot.
Yeah, you
can. That would start an international incident.
There's a place where they do a lot of smuggling. They run back and forth between the United Arab Emirates and just outside of Dubai. In fact, that's up in that area of Kafr Khan I was telling you about.
Yeah.
And they go over to Iran, and they bring back radio equipment, and I don't know if they're bringing gold back in, because gold's really plentiful in Dubai. They have these gold zooks over there, and it's kind of like just a supermarket where you go in and buy gold.
It's like Costco for gold or something.
So,
it's where,
just so I understand, so they're smuggling radio parts into Iran and smuggling out crazy? What do you smuggle out of Iran?
See, the best I was hoping for is we go out on his yacht and moon them. You know, get out there in the water and like, hey, Iran, right here! You know, one of those kind of things.
I think they're smuggling electronics out of Iran. Don't ask me why, but that's what I was told when I was over there.
Well, you know, it could have been anything.
It's a cover story.
Yeah.
It's body parts.
Exactly. Well, that'll just make the adventure that much more fun. I mean, they got this indoor, ski mountain thing there. They got all these crazy, you know, Disney-type resorts or Las Vegas-type resorts out there. Those are, and what, they got the largest or tallest building in the world in Dubai or something. One of the mermaids was telling me that.
They just opened that, but the other thing you want to go see, which has been there for a while, is the Alberj Hotel. And I know Mark has the dive operation at the Alberj, and so he can probably get you in over there. That's the one that's shaped like the sail of a sailboat.
Right.
And
right.
That's quite an impressive operation.
Yeah.
There.
Now, is that the one that was in Ghost Protocol with Tom Cruise? It was one of those buildings. It might have been that one.
I believe so.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we're going to see all that, see some of the diving, and that's going to be, as part of our itinerary as we go over to the Maldives. We have a layover in Dubai for, you know, like 12, 18 hours on each side. And so when you're going to a place like the Maldives, you can do that. And kind of that adds to the whole adventure. You know, not that the weekend in the Maldives isn't going to be spectacular in its own right, which it is.
So, Walt, do you want in on the pool we're taking here at Overboard Entertainment? Everybody at the Overboard Entertainment is in on the pool, and it's you get to bet the number of days he's actually held in a prison in Dubai. So far the break even here is at 3.
I'm picturing the movie Midnight Express.
I never saw that one.
I'll tell you what, you're going to be really impressed with the city. It's unbelievable. Dubai is actually two little cities separated by what they call the creek. And the creek is like the intercoastal waterway. And they have big tunnels that go underneath the creek. And, I mean, you'll be driving along on a highway, and all of a sudden you'll come to a roundabout, and there'll be a 50-foot-tall bronze camel in the middle of the roundabout. I mean,
well,
it's
of course.
Incredible. Over
yeah.
I have dreams like that almost every night.
Well, there you go. We'll have a full report for you here in about just over a month right here on The Big Show. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Hey, by the way, I got to give a shout out to my buddy Jeff Terode, South Florida Diving Headquarters, down there in Fort Lauderdale. Wasn't able to talk to him today on the big 16-year anniversary show because I believe he's on vacation and traveling. However, right before he left, he turned me on to this show, Duck Dynasty. And oh my God, that is TV. That is just gold, my friends. That is the funniest damn show on TV right now.
There's no question. You're learning something new every single
That's
day
right.
about the human condition, and you are making the world a better planet.
There's people on that show that I swear I'm related to.
Yeah, well, there's the defining reason why I'm not flying with you.
Yeah, well, just saying. But Duck Dynasty, if
that
you haven't
one
seen
of,
it,
that's
come
a good
on.
Question to ask your pilot.
What's that?
What is your favorite TV show?
You think?
Yes.
Yeah.
I like anything on the History Channel. All right, I'll fly with you. I like Discovery Channel. I'll fly with you. I particularly like Duck Dynasty.
Well, it's on A&E. It's arts and entertainment.
No.
Kind of highbrow stuff.
No.
Intellectual.
No.
I'm thinking of another word that starts with A.
Yeah, you and I both.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. It doesn't really matter. And by the way, ducks fly. So that ought to put you at, you know.
They shoot them out of the sky on purpose. That is their whole business. They make decoys.
Duck calls.
They make decoys and they make duck call so they can shoot and kill things that fly out of the sky.
It's the American way.
Yeah, that's right. Shooting ducks.
Anyway, Scuba Cowboy backed me up on this. He's on the line. How you doing there, pup?
I'm doing fantastic, man.
Yeah, you like that show. Come on, admit it. I told him about it, I think. I don't think you've seen it either. Have you? Or have you? That Duck Dynasty show?
I haven't seen it yet, but you did tell me about it. It sounds pretty entertaining.
What's that, Bill?
He's got important things to do. He does not need to waste his time in life like you are wasting yours.
Hey, you got to do something on your surface interval, as Cy would say. Hey, anyway, I'll leave it at that. Everyone who watches the show just got that and are laughing hysterically. Anyway, as we're sipping on our iced tea, Pup, I know you are, we sold a bunch of your CDs up there in Jersey. That went really well, man. The new CD, it looked great.
That went exceptionally well.
Yeah.
Yes, it was a fantastic weekend for me, and to be honest with you, it's been ongoing since we got back. So.
Excellent. Matter of fact, I meant to bring in one of the CDs for you, Bill, because you haven't seen this. I got him.
I'd like to.
Right before I left for Jersey, he had sent me a shipment of the new Scuba Cowboy CD. And then, by the way, what's it? Pirate Tales and Shirt Tales? No, what's the name of it again?
No. That was the last one.
This one's going down. Yeah, I can remember this one. Going down, of course. Anyway, the artwork of the CD, he actually pulled some pictures from our last trip in the Turks and Caicos and put this thing together. It looks really nice. And he put a nice little plug on there for Scuba Radio. We appreciate that. But I was like, wow, he used some of my some of the photos I took too. And that was kind of cool. So I'm like a published photographer, Bill. What do you think? Are you impressed or what?
What?
Yeah, okay.
That was one of my choices.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, it is a very good CD, and the folks up in Jersey were definitely, they were picking them up. So that's a good sign, I would say. We're going to do the same, hopefully, in Long Beach, California at the Scuba Show, right, Pup?
I'm certainly hoping so. It's looking good.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Now, what do you got going on in the meantime, other than our trip to the Maldives and our... It'll run through Dubai. He's going to be aboard for that. Do you got anything else? Are you just like gigging there locally in Colorado? Just playing some of the local watering holes or what?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of gigging here locally. And I got a lot of, to be honest with you, I got to get some studio time in because we got a real busy schedule this year. And right after we get back from Maldives, of course, we got Long Beach. Right after that, I'm doing the Utila Dive Festival again. And right. So. And then from then on, the rest of the year, it's just bang, bang, bang. So I'm trying to get three albums out this year. I get more aggressive every year. We'll see if I can make it happen.
But yeah, well, we keep
we keep
inspiring him for new songs. I don't know if anything happened last weekend that would inspire a new song for the Scuba Cowboy, but I have no doubt there'll be a few little adventures when we run to the Maldives in May. Our little birthday bash, because not only am I going to be celebrating a birthday for that trip, the Scuba Cowboy will be having a birthday towards the end, or as actually like the day after we leave. So we're going to celebrate both birthdays on board the Carpe Vita Liveaboard in the Maldives.
Maybe he could write, I left my lungs in New Jersey.
That would be more appropriate for San Francisco, wouldn't it?
No.
I left my lungs in San Francisco. But it was a good thought. And it would be like I think diving for dead bodies in Jersey. Or
I'll tell you what, if I had a microphone in my hand right now, I would have dropped it on the floor and walked out.
I got your octopus right here. You know, there's a lot of things you could do with Jersey. And you know, that's just one of those evenings that we have to have a cocktail or two.
Springsteen's done them all, okay?
No, he has. Yes, he has. He doesn't do it. Well, does do going down, 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 going down, down, down. Yeah, so he did do that one.
That's Blink 182.
No, that's Springsteen. That's the best Springsteen you've ever heard. Admit it. Anyway, all these ideas are things that the Scuba Cowboy will definitely file in the proper receptacle.
You know what I heard?
Receptacle.
I heard B. Arthur doing the best impression of Bruce Springsteen I have ever heard.
God bless her.
Like
she was awesome.
Great B. Arthur.
I knew. I aspired to something great. It only took 16 years. TheScubaCowboy.com. Go there. Pick up Going Down and his other great CDs. Music for Divers by Divers. Well, at least, the Scuba Cowboy, and he's a diver. All right, that'll do it for this week. Thank you for 16 great years. Greg the Dive Master signing off saying, it's always better. Where, Bill?
Down where it's wetter. Happy birthday, Greg.
Back at you, buddy.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.